Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to the Kevin Durant trade at the top of the hour. We'll be joined by Brian Geltzeiler of Sirius XM NBA, NBA TV as well. We'll get his take on what the Rockets did yesterday. Big move. Kevin Durant, now a Houston Rocket. We'll read some of your texts as well. 713-572-4610. Jarrett Patterson was on Texans All Access, right, Seth, with John and Mark?
Yeah.
With John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, and good conversation. Cole Popovich is one of the most important people coming into training camp this year, without question, right?
Assistant offensive line coach last year, this year's offensive line coach, and a lot of people have wondered, okay, well, how come you just, if the offensive line room was that bad, how come you made the assistant offensive line coach the offensive line coach? My take has always been that, look, the assistant position coach can only do so much. And this clip from Jarrett Patterson about that touchdown drive at the beginning of the third quarter in Kansas City, which was an incredible drive, A, because it was about an 80-yard drive, but they shot themselves in the foot 3 times.
Yeah,
too.
50,
they ended up
15 plays, 82 yards, and they burned 10 and a half minutes of clock on that drive.
Yeah, it was a beautiful drive. Yeah. It really, really was. Here's Jarrett Patterson on that drive.
Yeah, I'll say like that week, the 2 weeks prior, we kind of had like a similar run game plan. Yeah. A lot of that was due, you know, Pop. That's he wanted to, you know, kind of go along with that. I think that's the bodies we have in the room are great for what we were trying to do then.
Yeah,
and it just shows that we have the ability to run the ball. Now, obviously, we've got to be a lot more consistent, and everyone's got to be locked into the communication and how we're going to run the play. But yeah, I mean, that was like you're talking about. Probably one of our top five, top three, if not the best drive we had all last season. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't win the game, but that kind of shows that we got the guys for sure.
Yeah. So him talking about Pop there, obviously that's Popovich. They did do a lot of things towards the end of the season where they kind of recognized the strengths of what guys could and couldn't do, and just to put it as simply as possible, they put bodies on bodies. Yep. You know, if a more gap scheme, man scheme, however, like, you don't have to understand what all that means. They put more just, let's get bodies on bodies and drive them. And on that drive, they had a lot of examples of the offensive line driving the Kansas City Chiefs line off the ball.
Yeah.
And that's encouraging to me, because I think Popovich, maybe more so than Strouser, the offensive line coach last year, or Bobby Slowick, may have had a better feel for recognizing the strengths of the players and what they could do. A lot of that coincided with Tytus Howard just being a big, massive dude, being in there at guard. And they were more effective in a lot of regards running the ball because of that. That made me feel good, because he's you could tell by Jarrett Patterson and other quotes we've seen that the offensive linemen themselves really think a lot of Cole Popovich.
Yeah, here's one more from Jarrett Patterson specifically on Cole Popovich.
Yeah, now Pop saw, we have a lot of respect for him, and obviously you kind of built a relationship with him the past 2 years. I wasn't really surprised when he got the job, because I know what type of coach he is and what type of guy he is and how much care he has. So he has a lot of respect from all of us in the line room. He respects us, and about him, like, it's just work. We're not going to worry about, obviously results are important, but it's, you know, are you doing the technique?
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing hard? You know, all those little things. That's what really matters at the end of the day. You know, result of the play is the result of the play, but how's that play look? It could be, you know, a 99-yard touchdown run. You know, did you do your job, though?
Yeah.
That's right. What really matters to him.
It does make me wonder, Seth, as I'm, you know, Jarrett Patterson's not the only offensive lineman for the Texans to talk about how much they admire Cole Popovich. He was in the building last year. He was the assistant O-line coach. His boss got fired. So it does make me wonder, like, what – and the offensive line was clearly not a well-coached unit last year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think talent was the issue. They weren't well-coached. It just makes me wonder what the dynamic was, that while there is this tremendous amount of respect going on for a coach who was in the room, Meanwhile, the offensive line is failing. Like, what was all the chatter going on in that room?
Right, and it's hard when you're an assistant position coach where you got to be a good soldier and you do what you're told, even if it's not always what you agree with.
Yeah.
That it would be interesting to know what the meeting was like with Cole Popovich at the end of the year, where maybe you encourage, especially after Bobby Slowik is fired, okay, feel free to speak freely.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about whether you're throwing shade at your former boss or anything. Just what do you think the problems were?
Yep.
And I think there were multiple coaches that may have felt that way on the Texans offense last year and that might not have really agreed with everything Bobby Slowik was doing. As far as the individual offensive linemen themselves, I think if just the center position, I don't think Jarrett Patterson or Drew Scruggs were athletically suited to do a lot of things that they wanted to do. If you think about some of the things that, say, Jason Kelsey or Chris Myers back in the day can do.
Yeah.
Smaller guys, but who are super quick and athletic. That's not really Drew Scruggs or Jarrett Patterson. So I am intrigued by if Titus Howard plays at guard as well, that it's going to be more of a mash-em mentality and more of a, like, let's physically impose our will. At the beginning of last year, I would have been skeptical that these guys were capable of that. But because of some of the stuff they did in the postseason at the end of last year, I'm a lot more optimistic about it right now.
I want to skip to this one only because Jarrett Patterson uses a phrase that feels like a taboo four-letter word around here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here is Jarrett Patterson on the composition of the offensive line now.
Yeah, it's unique. We got some like really young guys. We also got some really, you know, vets.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting, you know, talking with older guys like Cam, Trent, and Lank, just like how much ball they've played and all the little insights about, you know, I guess D-line play, whether it's run game, pass game. Like all those guys have been a tremendous help. And they've been great as well. Like they're super solid, all super great guys to get along with, and I'm excited to have them be able to play next to them this year.
Vets.
This compared to CJ Stroud's definition of vet for Laremy Tunsil a couple years ago, which was he doesn't do nothing more than he has to. that's there's a big difference. I think when it comes to just establishing the right kind of culture, they needed an infusion of the good kind of vets.
Yeah.
Guys that know that part of your role, like Trent Brown, I'm sure knows that part of his role and the thing that's keeping him around is that I got to be a mentor to these younger guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes the superstars don't feel that way because that's not what they're paid to do. I'm just going to come in and play football. That's my job. It's especially on the offensive line where it's such a technical position. The more guys you can have around like that are 100% willing to help the younger guys, it makes a difference.
Along those lines, we got a text. This is back to Kevin Durant for a second. We're going to talk to Brian Geltzeiler here in about 5 or 10 minutes, SiriusXM NBA. Text message, I do wonder if Durant might be a mentor for Jabari Smith, similar-ish skill set and role. They actually work out together, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
Durant and
yeah.
Jabari Smith. So that process has started already, probably.
Yeah, yeah. You think back over the various things Kevin Durant has said in the last year or two, including after games against the Rockets. He's really gushed about the organization and certain players on there. And yeah, he already has a relationship with Jabari Smith Jr. So that's really one of the nice benefits of all this.
That was one of my other bigger takeaways from yesterday. It's like, wow, been a while since a star player got traded or wanted to come here. The Rockets appear to be back, at least culturally. You know, I'm not saying they're back in terms of competing for an NBA championship, although I think they definitely have the potential to win the NBA title now with this trade. But that it's a little like the Texans, Seth, you know, where if you had said this 2 or 3 years ago that Danielle Hunter or Stephon Diggs or any of these other stars they brought in would want to come here, people would have thought you were crazy. The Rockets and the Texans have been on a very similar arc when it comes to that type of thing. And I think this is now the big indicator, similar to the Texans being able to bring in some star power over the last couple of years, free agents willing to come here, or guys willing to approve trades here. That's where the Rockets are now, too.
The people who are most vocally against this trade seem to be, at least from what I've seen, people who are huge Jalen Green fans.
Yeah.
I would just say that the two, if I had to handicap, all right, what's more likely, that Jalen Green develops into the type of guy that can handle being the focus of attention and regularly score more than single digits in the playoffs, or Kevin Durant stays healthy enough to be a huge force in the playoffs? I feel a lot more bullish about Kevin Durant's ability to be a force in the playoffs without health being as much of a concern. Health is the only issue I have with Kevin Durant, age and health.
Yep.
Whereas with Jalen Green, it's a huge wild card
as
to whether he's genuinely ever going to develop into a guy that can play anywhere near the way Kevin Durant has played in the playoffs.
His is a player development issue, and that's, to me, way trickier than the medicals. I'm with you on that 100%. We'll see what Brian Geltzeiler thinks about it. SiriusXM, NBA, NBA TV. He's going to join us coming up next, and we'll get his thoughts on the Kevin Durant trade. Does he agree with the odds makers? Are the Rockets inside the velvet rope of serious NBA title contenders? That is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.